Hello, Audio Boo. It's 10 to 1 in the PM on Friday the 24th of January 2014. I just want to say, first of all, thanks to Dean Reed, who's at Dean underscore Reed, I think it is, on Twitter, and Audio Boo. But not for what he's done on Audio Boo's specifically, although I think what Dean does is good. In fact, it's really good. It's very entertaining. But for what he's posted on YouTube, sharing his love for and his life experience of hiking. And I say this because last night I watched Dean's video about his trek that he did in 2011 up the West Highland Way, which he'd done previously. But him and his mate Ray, who was, I think, by accident, also reached kind of a cult YouTube celebrity status. The video was very entertaining. I really enjoyed it. And one of the things, I thought about many things when I watched it. But first of all, it's the scenery. And in a very close second, we come in with the fact that, you know, people are putting in the effort to go and do this type of thing in the first place. Dean has mentioned on Audio Boo fairly recently how he records, you know, his life in, you know, whatever format, because he's on YouTube and Twitter, and he's got his own website. Well, he's got a couple of websites, haven't you, Dean? And Audio Boo websites, Twitter, YouTube. Yeah, sorry, driving at the same time, maybe not the best thing. But it's the fact that people go out and they put the effort in to do these things. And the reason why I say this is, you know, people go out hiking and they record their hikes for themselves. You know, they keep, there's nothing to say that we have to share our routes live or post hike to shareyouradventure.com. We don't have to do that. We don't have to put our pictures all over Facebook or Twitter, or we don't have to stick them on Panoramio. You know, we don't have to publish them for everyone to see. We don't have to do that. And to be honest, you know, people generally haven't been doing that until fairly recently, until the advent and subsequent popularity of social networking sites. Some people do this to gain fame or notoriety. But I know Dean isn't like that. I know Dean's not like that. I've been listening to Dean's Audio Boos, and in fact, I've been watching Dean on YouTube before he was on Audio Boo, before I knew he was on Audio Boo. So yeah, I mean, Dean might do it slightly for himself, but there's always that inkling of inspiring other people to do this. Look, this is what I am doing. It's good. It doesn't cost a lot, but, you know, in some circumstances. And you can do this too, and you gain a lot out of it. You get to travel. Okay, you have to put the travel in, but once you're on your legs, you can travel for free. And you get to see all of these great things, and you get to see life and the earth around us at a very intimate level. Some of my listeners might have seen my YouTube video that I did on Christmas Eve, and I just happened across this little mouse hole with food in it for the mouse. I never would have seen it, obviously, unless I was looking down, but I never would have seen it if I hadn't been out walking. And I say all of this because of the stark contrast I've seen between someone who is not necessarily active, you know, you don't have to be active, just inspiring. I've bumped into some people on other courses, and all they want to do is sit in their rooms, in the clothes that they've been wearing all day, playing on the PlayStations. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Each to their own. Each to their own. But I see it more and more. I see it more every single day. This disinterest, uninterest to open their eyes. I'm not saying that everybody has to go out and do things. I'm not saying that they have to do it. I'm saying that people just are ignorant to everything that's going on around their tiny bubble. I tweeted Dean and I said, after watching his video, but I really want to see those rock formations in the Peak District. Now, what a very sad and square thing for someone to say. You know, okay, whatever, I'll put my hand up to that. But you can learn. You can learn a lot from stuff like that. Knowledge is power. One of my mottos, knowledge is power. And also, I want to go to the Peak District because I've never been there before. I've got a guy who works for me, and on one particular day last year, we were talking about what was going on in the world. Have you seen the news? No, why? Oh, Nelson Mandela died. Who's Nelson Mandela, he said. He did not know. He hadn't even heard of Nelson Mandela before. I just could not believe it. In addition, he could not actually tell me where South Africa was. What do people learn at school? I didn't get taught about Nelson Mandela. I don't think I've ever been taught about Nelson Mandela. But how can you not know about that? I'll tell you how you can not know. It's about finishing your job and going back to your little house or your flat or your room, wherever you live, and just cutting yourself off and being ignorant to what's going on outside of your little bubble. And he didn't particularly care about Nelson Mandela was dying. He says, well, what effect does that have on my life? Oh, right. So we're going to go down that road, I said. Right. Well, we don't need it. Of course he didn't have an effect on your life directly. Of course he didn't. But you can learn from his experience, is what I said. Just understand the story of Nelson Mandela, what happened in his life and why things happened, and then those little things branch out to other things. It angers me. I can hear my dad's voice. My dad is such a passive person. My dad hates confrontation. He can't deal with it. I, on the other hand, are completely the opposite. But my dad, he says to me to this day, why are you getting involved? He says, just let it go. Just let it go. Let it go past. It's got nothing to do with you. Or why are you getting all excited about it? Why are you getting head up about something? I tell them some stories about what goes on with my men at work or what's going on in my life. And he says, well, why does that matter to you? I said, because if you don't tell these people, they'll never know. And then the vicious circle just continues. We are in PlayStation Generation Mark II. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind. I did a course this time last year, and the people who were putting on the course, the lecturers, apologised for having to dumb the course down because of two or three students, because they weren't at the level that the rest of us were at. And I said, I'm not here to attend a course which has been dumbed down. I'm here to successfully complete this course because of its requirements in my line of work. And, you know, I verbally protested. I said to the people who were obviously, you know, the subjects of us having to dumb, or them having to dumb down the course, I said, if you're not up to this level, you might as well leave right now, because you're going to bring the rest of us down. And this course has been put on for people like us. I may sound biased and I can't release any more details, but just please take it from me that they were the facts as were the case at the time. And it had a knock-on effect. And we're talking about people who were just, they didn't want to know, you know? They didn't even want to know. And it wound me up. So I praise people like Dean Reed, who goes out there and shares his, you know, his passions, because they are inspiring. And I commend Dean for that. But he's just one. There are many more. I'm not saying everybody has to do something to inspire everybody else. That's not what I'm saying. But what they do adds to society and it adds to life. I think a better way is to say it doesn't take anything away from anybody, but it certainly does add to people's lives. Because anybody who has never been to the Peak District before and watches that YouTube video of Dean Reed's, they now know a little bit more than they did before. That there's these amazing rock formations in a place which is a stone's throw away from the metropolis of Manchester. And I think it does inspire people. You know, the first step is they take an interest. They take an interest in something. They take an interest in something that they didn't really have an interest or as much interest for before. And then that goes on to wanting to learn. And then to do. And then to know. And then to inspire other people. And there we've got this great, great cycle of people who just want to make the world better. Mac McColgan has spoken on a couple of boos, when I say fairly recently, one quite recently and one maybe November, December, I can't remember which, but Mac was going on, Mac McColgan, how he's given up reading news or anything to do with the news. And Mac, I don't like newspapers because they, I'm a very factual person, I'm a very literal person, because I'm not bothered with the crap or the minutiae or anything that is not true. I only want the facts, because then anybody, you know, you can make a proper determination, you can make your own mind up. But for the first time in an extremely long time, definitely, well, 2007, I read a newspaper yesterday, and yeah, it was The Sun, because it was there, and the entire content of that newspaper was just crap. It was just anything that they could get. But people get sucked into this crap. It's like that flipping moron Jeremy Kyle in the UK, you know. These people are proper sucking into coming onto national television and speaking of their woes, speaking of their problems. And that's all that was in this frickin' paper. It was just crap, 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 crap. Every single article that I read was just crap. And what was worse is there was nothing good. There was nothing promoting anything positive at all. And after a few pages, I flicked through the rest, and then, well, the second half of it was all frickin' football anyway. But, and I threw it down, I said, why the frickin' hell are people wasting however many pence a day on shit? And you know, as soon as I said that, I had the thought of Mac McColgan. When he announced that him and his missus aren't watching the news anymore or reading papers. Honestly, I take the example of recently. Oh, well, I think it was, yeah, recently there was a detective inspector, whoever he is, a Wiltshire copper, has been disciplined because he didn't conduct the proper procedures when a criminal who'd just been arrested for murder had told them on the way to a police station that he'd murdered someone else. Now, I'm not going to get involved with the subject matter exactly. What I'm going to get on about is, so, you know, probably middle of last year, whenever it was, that's when this happened. Or begin the last year. So we get some little details, and then a week later we get some more details, and then Sky News gets their ex-copper, you know, from the CID or whoever, giving their frickin' 10 pennies worth on what happened, when nobody frickin' knew what had happened. The only people who knew were the police, the frickin' guy who they'd arrested, and the Police Complaints Commission. Nobody knew anything. And it was going round and round and round. And I'd monitored this and other stories of similar ilk, and it was just crap. Winds me up sometimes, and I think I'm in this I like to watch the news just because you get a flavour of what's going on in the world. But I now approach news broadcasting agencies with a freaking tablespoon of salt, because I know, you know, if it like that, what a, that complete clown, Justin Bieber. There we are, a story in 3 days. He's been arrested for being under the influence of drink, was the first one. And then obviously it transpires today that he was under the influence of marijuana whilst drag racing Lamborghinis. Now that bit I do find funny, but that's besides the point. But it's just, and I know these people just want to make money, and why else would they do it? They ain't doing it for free. I just don't get involved in that kind of rubbish anymore. So it has been a bit of a rant on my drive home on this very drich, and it hasn't let up since 7:30 this morning when I recorded that previous audio boo. But I say that I'm feeling quite positive because it's a weekend in a kind of ironic sort of way. So if I don't speak again today, I hope you have a good Friday night, relaxing or entertaining, whatever you're going to do. Stay safe and enjoy yourselves. See you next time.